Okay, well, I'm gonna test some of Allah. The first of the big lines. Omer Reb Chiya Bar Ashi Pat Tsnuma. Pat Tsnuma Bekar Mevarech Alav Hamotzi. This Pat Tsnuma. What's Pat Tsnuma? Rashi says it's Yevosha. It's dried out bread. Shenana Bekar that you put in a dish to soak it. V'chein Tsnumot Dakot. Tsnumot Dakot is the next week's Parsha. When Yosef deciphers Paro's dream, they add in the word tsnufa dakot. And Rashi over there mentions tsunma is balashna rami sela, meaning kashik sela. So you have bread hard as a rock. So you have to soak it in water. What's the bracha? Hamotzi. Obligate Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya argues, Yomer Rebbe Chiya tzarik shetichla bracha imapa. Meaning, Rebbe Chiya holds that when you make a bracha, you're cutting the bread. And you have to finish the bracha when you cut the slice of bread. Rashi, tzarik shetichla bracha hamotzi in prisat haprusa. You finish the bracha of hamotzi with the slicing of the slice min hapat. The high prusa of yomei hu. In this case of tsnuma, it's already sitting in front of you. So for Rashi, it's very hard to understand what's going on in the Gemara. So the other Rishonim explained there's another aspect going on over here. Tosfot mentions it, and the others do it. He says that the case over here is there's another piece of bread. There's a loaf of bread in front of you, and you have your tsnuma. You have your dry bread soaked in water, like your cereal. And you happen to like the tsnuma better than regular bread. So here's the case over here. Rav Chiya bar Ashi, he says, pat tsnuma, which he likes, bikara, and you have a loaf of bread next to it. So you have this chopped up hard bread soaking in water. He says, you go after the chaviv. Mevarchim alei bread. Hamotzi. Obligator Rav Chiya says, even though it's chaviv, you, this dried out bread, but there's a lichat chila in brochas that you should be slicing the bread and finishing the brocha with the slicing the bread. So therefore, Rav Chiya says, sorry, shetichla brocha imapa. That's the machloket according to Tosfot. Makifla Rava. Rava comes and argues on Rav Chiya. My shnar, and he asks the question, what's the difference between tsnuma? Tsnuma. The low that you don't make a motzi on it, even though it's chaviv on you when you have the loaf in front of you. Why? Meshum deki kaliya brocha, a prusa kaliya. That when you finish the brocha, the prusa is, you're finishing on a prusa. Right? That's what the problem that Rav Chiya had with this bread. You're not cutting the bread and finishing on the prusa, the slice. Alapat nami. But listen, according to your shita on bread also, kikai gamra. When you finish the brocha, you already finished cutting. Aprusa kama. On the slice of bread, you finish the brocha. So according to you, Rav Chiya, it makes no difference. If your whole thing is that you should finish the brocha when the slice is finished, then what's the problem going on with Rav Chiya? I assume it's more nogeid to their old bread or in certain situations today. When you cut the bread, you're having a hefsek from the brocha to the achila. Because you're taking the time out and you're cutting the bread. That's a hefsek. Over there, especially if you have in the old days, you know, the bread's probably much thicker crust, and they didn't have these, you know, tempered steel Japanese knives that cut through anything, and it could have been a long hefsek. I can imagine, like in the, you know, the yeshiva guys occasionally get a loaf of the bread from their kollel, and they have these little plastic knives that they try to cut with. It's a hefsek over here, but Peter holds that's a hefsek. You should finish off with the saying of the bracha. But Baba is called it because it should really make no difference then between the tsnuma and the way you're saying it. Ella Baba says, he's cholik, and he says, this is what you do. Mevarech, first you make the bracha hamotzi, the achakak potseya, and then you slice up and distribute the bread. Rashi, the komekola bracha, finish first all the bracha, the achakak yafrish haprusa, lekalia bracha apat shalei. And you should finish off the bracha on the pot shalim. Nahardai avik Rebbe Chiya. The people who lived in Nahardai used to do like Rebbe Chiya. But Rabbanan avik Rava. The Rabbanan did like Rava. Omer Ravina. Ravina said, Amali A, my mother told me, Avuch avik Rebbe Chiya, your father did like Rebbe Chiya. The Omer Rebbe Chiya, sorry, should take that bracha in a pot. He was told that his father, that's how he would do it. He'd always say the bracha. And as he was cutting the bread, and when he finished cutting the bread, when he finished the bracha, the piece of bread was cut. Rabbanan avdi kirava, behilchasa kirava. The halach is like rava. Now, Tosfot mentions the whole idea of Hesek Hadas, that there is still this problem of Hesek Hadas according to Rava, where the whole time that you're cutting, you're making a Hesek between the two of them. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says what a person should do is start cutting the bread, make a cut into it, enough of a cut that, not too much, that if you lift up the part that you cut, the whole loaf comes up with you. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that really Medina, you don't have to cut. But since you have this problem of a possible hesek, it's best to cut the bread a little bit to get things started. And then, when you after you say the bracha, like Rava, then cut the piece off. And it's called still called a shalim.
Do you leave the knife in it, in the cut?
No.
You take it out, right?
That's what it seems like.
Because the problem there is, in terms of hesek, that in order to find the exact cut, you've got to put the knife in. It takes even longer sometimes.
Okay, I hear. But he says on Shabbos, what you have to have lechem mishnah. So what's the problem? It's called the shalim, so what should be the problem? Because they're worried that perhaps you'd actually cut the whole thing off. The whole fruso off on Shabbos. Since you might come to cut the whole fruso off, and you won't have lechem mishnah, therefore it's best not to do it. Don't worry about the hefsek. And during the week, you're not worried about it, because there's no inyan to have lechem mishnah over here. If you cut it all off, so no, you don't have a shalim over here. It's not the end of the world. But on Shabbos, since there's an inyan of lechem mishnah, one should not. Rather, they should just make a little roshim. Shulchan Aruch says you make a little roshim on the bread with the knife, and everybody according to them minhag. Okay, the next amud or so, we're going to go into brachas of hamotzi, different things that have hamotzi and the hierarchy of the hamotzi bracha. Itmar, havil lifneim pititim ushlamim. They bring before him sliced pieces of bread and a whole loaf of bread. Now, I would assume it's talking about the pieces are bigger than the loaf, but it's not going to be like that from Rashi. Omer Rav Huna, Mevarach ala pititim, you make the bracha on the slices, opoter shlamim, and with that you potter the shlamim. This is interesting, Rashi. Rashi pititim shlamim, Omer Rav Huna, im rotza. If you want, Mevarach ala pititim, meaning you have, they're the same size. They're both over there. The im apitim gidolim in shlamim. If the pitim are gadol, are greater, sorek levarach aleihem. You have to make it on the sliced bread. I don't understand what Rashi was doing, but I saw a Ran in Pesachim that says, again, because of this hesek hadas that you might have over here, he holds straight out, it's better to make your motzi on the piece of bread and not make it on the shlamim, that you have to start cutting and having this hesek hadas. That's what the Ran says, and that's Tamashit is Rashi over here. So again, according to Rav Huna in Rashi, people are called on Rashi, we're learning to sheet this Rashi. Omer Rav Huna, Mevarek ala pitim, better to make, if you want, if they're the exact same size, on the pitim. But if the pitim are greater, the slices are bigger than the shlamim, there's no inyan of shlemos, but to have a shlama on a bread. Upotah the shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, the shlema mitzvah min amuvkar. That is the mitzvah, the mumkar. If you have a full loaf of bread, forget about the hesek hadas. It's much better to make the bracha on the whole loaf. Aval prusa shachitim, another aspect. If you have a slice of bread of wheat bread, or shleima min ha'sa'arim, and the loaf is of barley bread, which is a lower level in the pasuk of the seven minim, you have chita before sa'ar. Chita is a higher, has a priority in bracha over sa'ar. In a case of prusa of a slice of wheat bread and a whole loaf of barley bread, divya kol mevarek ala prusa shel chitin upater the shleim of shel siram. It's better to make on the slice of wheat bread. Okay. This is Rav Yochanan. This is Rav Yochanan. Yeah, for sure. Tosfot mentions over here when it comes to halacha, we have a cloud of Rabbi Yochanan versus Rav. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav. So kol shechem, we're going to pass like Rabbi Yochanan over here, even though there's an inyan of batvai, but that's only dafka when there's a batvai, and it's a specific things on who the batvai is. Rav is a batvai, and there's not Rav over here. There's a Rav. Luckily, okay. Next Tosfot has this Tosfot is an incredible Tosfot. A whole hierarchy in the Tosfot to be maskil avo. He says, what happens if you have two loaves of bread? You have a nice, clean, white one and a whole wheat one. In those days, a nice, clean, white one was a more kosher thing, and therefore it has a priority in a bracha. and he goes through all different types of things. What happens? You have bakery bread versus a homemade bread. A bakery bread in those days was bigger. What's the hierarchy on it? If you have Goyish bread, that's nicer than your regular bread. All these different cases. One more nucky. All the things are going in. There's a whole hierarchy of brokers on what you make with your motzi. It's found in this toast, but in the post game, and we'll leave it for the Rav to go through that whole sugi. It's a large sugi. I'm going to give you a bar Abba, Kitanai. Let's say this, what we said, that if you have a slice of chitin bread, which is choshuv, it goes before the shlema of the sor, which is a shlema, that when you have two things in front of you, something choshuv and something that's shalem, that you make it on the choshuv. Kitanai, really, this should be a machloket tanoim, as we find with truma. When you have truma, let's say you have a whole sack of onions and you want to give it to your kohen, what are you doing? You have to give an onion. Do you give a small whole onion, or do you take a nice juicy onion that's much more delicious or much more conscious or even larger, and you cut it in half and give the kohen a half of a large one, or do you give him a whole small one? We see it's a machloket, and stama, that's the same machloket over here. Chashuv versus sholim. Kitanai, Mishan and Truma. Tormin, Betzel, Katan, Sholem. You should give the Truma from a small, complete onion, Aval, Lochetzi, Patzel, Gadol, and not from a half of a large Gadol. It's interesting, Vashi over here. Kitanai, Hadiyamar, Perusa, Shalchitim, Shleim, Shal, Sa'arim, that's a Tanayu. Okay. Aval, Lochetzi, Betzel, Gadol. Aval, Pishi, Yeshpo, Yoter, Mikadan, Sholem. It's more. More what? More in size, more in taste. I'm not sure. Okay, it's more. It's a more chashuv thing than the things. So on that case, we have a machloket. The first Tanakama holds. You give the small shalem, and not the chetzi batzel gadol. But if Yehuda omer lo ki ela chetzi batzel gadol, you give the more chashuv thing. Machloket tanoim. You have a shalem and a chashuv.
Here it's Batzel and Batzel. When Rashi is saying Batzel, Chitin and Seorim is two different things.
No, it's Chashuv versus Sholem. The Chite is Chashuv, and the Chetzi Batzel Gadol is Chashuv versus the Sholem. That's a bit more comparing it on. My love, Bahaikim, isn't it not on this that they're arguing? The Marsov of Chashuv Adi, the one who wants to give the large half of the nice juicy onion. Chashuv is adi, u'masav is shalim adi, and that's be the same machloket. Hechadikha kohen, when the kohen is there, kuli amalo pligi. They don't argue at all. The chashuv adi. The kohen is there, you give him the chashuv one. That's what he wants. Ki pligi the lake of kohen. When the kohen is not there, that's where the machloket is. The tanan, as we have a mishnah. Kol makom sheish kohen, tarim in a yafa. Whenever you have a kohen, you give him from the best part. The kol makom sheein kohen. Tanakama holds Torah min amit kayim. It's better to use a half a full onion that's going to last, because once you cut the onion, it's basically over. It's going to dry out and won't be good. So Tanakama holds it's better to give from the small one. On that is a machloket. Rabbi Yehuda Meir ain't Torah ela min a yafa. You only give from the yafa. So the second part of the Mishnah, when the kohen's not there, this machloket, and it's based on what's mikayim or not. That's where the machloket is. Rashi, Makom Sheish Kohen, for no no miyad, you give it to him immediately. But Makom Shein Kohen, Tzarek Li Yisrael, Sheitznianu, he has to store it. Ad Shimtza Kohen, Leinu Lo, to give it to him. For Chetzi Batzel Ein Mitkayim, a Chetzi onion will not last. Okay, so back to this original machloket between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna says you have slices of bread, better to make on the slices. And Rav Yochanan says, when you have a shlema, it's better to make on the shlema. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'yir shemayim yotzi de shneim. Someone as yir shemayim will be yotzi both these shitas. Umanu, who is this one? Yir shemayim yotzi both shitas. Marberei de Ravina. The Marberei Ravina maniach prusa betoka shlema upotzea. He took the piece of bread and he put it underneath the whole loaf, and he was botseya on both of them. Rashi yotz de shneim, yedei machloket shalvav hun Rav Yochanan, maniach prusa tachat hashlema, puts it underneath What is the figures of the Gemara? Betok. Okay, why don't you learn Taka? Betok Taka. Okay? The Nitza Shtehem Biyado, we find both of them in his hand, Ufotseya, and he breaks both of them, or Omishtehem, or Minashlema. Either from both of them, or from the Shlema. This is what he's talking about in this Rashi. Maniach Afus Betok Shlema, Ufotseya. Tani Tana Kameh de Rev Nachman by Yitzchak. It was, yeah?
Ufotseya means to go there. Well, yeah. You say, you should just eat from the Prusa.
He says either you break from both them, or if you're going to take one of them, it looks like you took both them, make the shlema. Rashi says you should make the shlema, either break, cut a piece from both them, or dafka the shalim.
The whole problem is the breaking, the time that takes the breaking.
No, but at the time when you're making the brocha, it looks like you're doing both. There's a lot to talk about this Rashi, that Rashi chose the shlema over the...
I need
so that's getting into Tosfot and a whole big mess with Vashti. They want to learn Vashti, Lashi, Tosfot, and I want to leave that behind for a reply.
Be careful.
It's a kind of tumult on this Vashti. Okay, Vaita. So this person in the Tani Tana, there's a person in the academies, the Amharic academies, that would say over the statements. So Tani Tana Kameya to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, this one who said over, he recalled Tanas, even though they're not Tanoim, he said over the halachas in front of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and he said when he brought down the machloket Rav Huna and Rav Bebi Yochanan, he said Maniach Afus B'Tok Shleim, he gave the seitz again, take the piece of bread in the midst of the shalim ubotzeya umivorek, break it and make the bruch on it. Omalei Mai Shemech, what's your name? Omalei Shalman, my name is Shalman. Ah, he was so happy with this eitz that he gave. Omalei Shalom Ata, Veshleimim Mishnotecha, Shesamta Shalom Ben Atamidim. Shalom are you, and Shleim is your learning, that you've placed Shalom between the Talmidim, that we don't have to choose sides between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, rather you should be Mekayim, both of them. Omalei Rav Papa Hakom Modim BePesach. When it comes to Pesach, that you break off the prusa, you break off one of them, the afikomen piece, and now you make hamotzi on it. Everybody agrees with Pesach shemaniach prusa b'tok hashlema, that this is exactly what you do. You hold the two of them together. You have the shlema with the prusa. Ubatzeya, and you make the bracha. My time, and this it says lechem oni. What is lechem oni? The darkel shall ani b'prusa. And ani doesn't have the luxury of having a shalim. He has broken up pieces. You should make it look like you're doing the prusa. It's lechem ani, but you cut on the top one. Now, the ma'aseh, there's a big tumult going on Pesach. From this Gemara, it looks like there's two matzahs over here. You have the shalim, and you have the prusa, which is a machloket rishonim, and that's the minhag of the gra that they make on two matzahs. Our minhag, or at least mine, and I think most of the people, is you have the Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael over here. So our Gemara over here is mashma that you should have two. One like the minhag of the gra, lemaisa, the rush, and Pesachim says that with there's two separate inyanim going on. You have lechem ani, and also yom tov, you have lechem mishnah. And one is not nogeya to the other one over there. So Arkham over here is talking about specifically lechem ani and the mechanics of lechem ani. And then Achinami, there's a lechem mishnah going on over here, and there's another matzah that the Gemara did not have to write. Others, the Rif learned this Gemara dafka, and therefore there's only two mitzvahs, and that's how some people paskin. There's another tumult over here on doing many mitzvahs on one. It's a Tosfot. Okay, lechem ani kasim. Omer Rav Abba, there's a lot of halakas, we have piskei halakas going on with Botseya Lechem, and the Rav will cover most in Yanim, so maybe today we'll cover a little ground and just see the piskei halakas. Most of them are quite familiar to us. Omer Rav Abba, Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, Chayev Adam LeBotseya Shtei Kikvot, we're Chayev to make Hamotzi on two loaves of bread, my timer, Lechem Mishnah Kasid, says Lechem Mishnah. Now, the Maitz of the Shulchan Aruch says you should make on Friday night, you should make your Lechem Mishnah on the bottom one. You should cut the bottom one. There's some that are knowing to cut both of them. And the Bach asks on the Shulchan Aruch, what? You're being ma'avi on the mitzvahs. If you're making on the bottom one, the top one is close to you. That means you're moving the top one and taking the bottom one. And we have a klal, you're not ma'avi on the mitzvahs. So the Taz says what one should do. You take your two loaves, you choose which one you're going to want to cut. If you want to only cut one, if you want to cut both of them, you don't have a problem at all. Let's say you want this one you want to do. You put it on the bottom and you move it a little bit closer to you so you don't have this problem of the Bach. And that sounds some annoying. I'm not going to I saw Rev Kahana that he took two, the Lech of Mishnah, and he cut one of them. Rabbi Zeira Havi Batsa Akula Shirusa. He would cut a huge piece. Rashi Akula Shirusa. Prusa Gedola Shahaya Dailo Lakola Sudam Shabbos. He cut just one big piece for himself for the whole meal. He looks like he's a glutton over here if he's cutting such a big piece for himself. Since during the weekdays he doesn't do that, he cuts a normal piece over here. On Shabbos, he does it this way. He does not look like a glutton over here. He's honoring the Shabbos, whatever. And it's not a problem. Rev Ami, Rev Asi, ki havi mitrami lohu rifted the aruva. They made a erev chatzeros. Rashi rifted the aruva. She arvo bo et mol aruvi chatzeros. In those days, if they did it every week, today we do it once a year. We make aruvi chatzeros. But in those days, if they did it, whenever they got the bread, the lechem for erev chatzeros, they would mevarchim aleha hamotzi lechem in arts. They daf can make hamotz lechem on that bread. Amrei, they said, hoel diyeh. It's avid bein mitzvah, since one mitzvah chad was done it, na avid bein mitzvah achrita. You do other mitzvahs on it. And the Romar happens to mention that daf can the Shabbos meal, and you could eat it, but not the night meal. Why? Because sometimes they make the night meal early while it's still day, and if you eat the loaf of the Erev Chatzeros before nightfall actually falls, you're in trouble over here. You ate the Erev, and Shabbos fell in, and you didn't have the what you made the Erev on. So dafka the halacha is you eat it during the day meal if it happens to occur to you this bread. Ole Rav, another halacha, piske halacha with eating bread, and that's being mafsik with tzorech hasuda. Ole Rav, Rashi says, we'll just say it outside first, we'll go inside, that you made hamotzi, and you passed the bread out, and you didn't taste it yourself, and you tell the guests, Amir Vav, Tul Porach, take from the bread that I made the brocha on. Tul Porach, in a Tzarek Leparach. You don't have to go back and say another brocha. That's not called a hefsek. Vashi, Havotzei Kodin Shittam. Shittam, he cuts the bread, and before he tasted, Mina Trusa, Potsa Mimeno, he cut from it, Vahoshi Lamisha Etzloni, passed it out to those in the next room. The Omalei, he says to them, Tul mitrusa habrocha, take from the prusa of the slice that I made a brocha on. Alpha pisha sach bein time, even though that he spoke between his brocha and his achila, ain't sorry klaksor levar. He doesn't have to go back and make a brocha. V'yafal gav the sicha havir seka, even though we know that sicha for sure is a hefsek, ked aminim and menachos, sach bein tefillin letefillin, sorry levar. If you talk between your two, putting on your tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, especially the Sephardim that do not make a brocha on tefillin shel rosh, if you talk between them, you have to say a new brocha. It's called a hefsek. The kain kisar hadam, also over there, kisar dam, you're not allowed to talk. Ach sicha over here, it's sicha tzorech brocha. It's a siach that's for the needs of the brocha, for lo hafsakan. It's not a hafsakan. Okay, he says, Hava Melech, Hava Lifter, bring me the salt. He said the brocha, once he realizes there's no salt there, bring the salt, or bring the dip to dip the bread in the chumis, or something. Tzorek Levorek, Rav holds that you need, that's called the Hefsek. Rabbi Yochan Rameh, Afilu Aviyu Melech, Aviyu Liftan, Nami Einu Tzorek Levorek. That's the Tzorek Hasuda, Vashi Aviyu Melech, Nami Einu Tzorek Levorek. She'af su tzorek brocha, she'teik rusa shel brocha, that you want to be able to eat the slice of bread with taste to it, and therefore it's called with tzorek brocha, and it's not a problem. What about the case? You made the brocha, and all of a sudden you see a cow over there, and she didn't eat yet. And you say, Gavilatori, take the cow food and mix it with water before I eat my bread. According to the first one, maybe it's Rav, I'm not sure. Tzorek Levorek. That's called a Hefsek. Rav Sheish is Omer, Afilu Gavilatori Nami Einu Tzorek Levorek. That's also not called a Hefsek in your Suda. That's not Tzorek the Suda. Tzorek Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, Asuli Adam Shiachal Kodim Shiatin Michael Behemoth. It's also for a person to eat before he gives food to his behema. Shinamar Benatati Asif Bisakl Heftacha. First the Pasik in the second paragraph of the Shema says, give food of the field to your behema, for how to be a contemplation, and afterwards you can eat. And I have a sefer at home that on taking care of animals, on taking care of your animals. 60 pages on this one line of the Gemara. Is it your animal? Who's the one in charge of the animal? What happens if you want to have a little taste? What happens if there's food kavua on it to your children? What happens if your children are hungry on Shabbos? If you want to drink something? It's unbelievable how you have one little side suki over here, and like it's like a bottomless depths of how far a person can go over here.
Is this the only place in Shas that this is mentioned?
It's mentioned in Gain also.
Are there more of a discussion?
No, not so much more. Again, it's just a little bit different of the gear. So one little thing, and this is one of the lighter sukkahs that we're doing over here. And it's just, there's a lot over here. What's the time of the mitzvah? So by the time to go in the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and all the different things. What happens if you're very hungry? Kavod Abrios. There's a lot of halachas over there. But basically, it's to train a person. This poor animal isn't running around in the wild. He's dependent on you for his food, and therefore by you eating, it's almost cruel that this poor animal will die if you don't take care of it, and therefore you should, as the Sefer Hasidim says, to be kona the mita of rachmanis in you. You're not allowed to eat before you give to an animal to get a tzor balichayim, or the tzor balichayim is derived from a devonim. That's actually in Bar Metzia in the second year. Okay, more piskei dinim of these of bread. Omer Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rebbe Chia, Ein Potseya Mishoy. But Lev is going to cover these in quite depth. I think he's going to spend a good amount of time on this. So our job really is to finish the six parts. That's why we're doing more than an Amud over here, because I want to make sure we cover it. And then when Lev comes, we'll get a complete Chazorah and he top-notch posting. We'll really explain these things over here. We're just trying to touch on the Inyanim, so when he comes, we'll be familiar with the matters.
Why
the next
morning
for them
just go find
an offer?
Shabbos morning, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. That's how the
Ramah
said.
Because you take the bottom one Friday night and the top one should go on Shabbos day.
But you have a new Lacha Mishnah, so you have an Amud top and bottom.
Because the bottom one is. I know Rav Lev explained the ones.
All right, and then the night time is done. Okay. I know when I learned these halakhas with Reb Scheinberg would say regularly on these things that eating is such a physical thing, and therefore we have to elevate the eating by making imbuing ruchnias and proper derech eretz and the halakhas and all these things, and therefore there's a lot of menhagim of the suda that we have that if we don't understand the Talmud, it's to impue ruchnias into a very physical act. That's how he explained a number of these things. Good question. He says you're not allowed to cut the bread and eat it until they bring you salt or liftin or the chumis before every single person. Rav Bar Shmuel himself, they brought out bread for him and he cut it up Lahedia without the salt. He just says you have to do it. And now do it without the salt. Omele Hadamar Mishmaita. Did you chazer on the halach you said before? Omelehu late Dain Tzorek Bachshish. This does bread. It's such a good bread. It doesn't need to wait. Now, why do we have to have salt on the bread? It's either the cover of the brocha to give it more taste, over here, another reason is brought down. If you didn't have salt before you made the bracha, you might realize after you make the bracha, and now you're forced to speak, say, bring the melech. Now that's only b'di'evet, lichat chili. You're not allowed to put yourself in the situation that you speak to say, bring the melech. Make sure that the salt and the knife is there before you make a mochi. Take a second out. It's only b'di'evet. The Gemara brings other reasons. That, for example, the table is a mizbeach, right? And the bread is the korban, and there's no korban without salt. So even on very good bread, you should have salt on it. They bring the Gemara and brachos later on. This man, shebeis hamikdash kaim, mizbeach mekapa ala adam. And the time of the beis hamikdash, the mizbeach was mekapa on a person. And now, bizman azeh akshav, shulchan shel adam mekaper. It's the way we have our shulchan, that's our beis hamikdash, that's our mizbeach.
So that explains melach. It doesn't explain the chumas or the spread. But I was thinking that in Hilchos Brachos, there's an inyan that you should the first bite that you make a bracha on bread, for example, if you're competing with something else, with chumas, with margarine or something, you should have that first bite with the
margarine. Oh, kovra bracha.
Yeah.
That's how the Shulchan says. You should, the Mishnah mentions the honor of the bracha to have it on a gishmaka thing.
If the bread already has salt.
So that's time with the case of that he had in the at the Reish Galusa. And I heard Rav Scheinberg, I don't remember, and it's one of these things, you know, you don't remember. I don't know if he brought it up as a ha'ara, as a halacha, that bread today, that it, since it's so tasty, it doesn't need salt, that for you to pour the salt after you sit down and did a Ntizah Dayan, that could be a hefsek. I don't remember if he said it's a ha'ara or a halacha, but they mentioned this. And we'll leave all these details to Rav Love. He'll be absolutely clear on these things. He's yeah, it's very tasty. He said, I remember bringing it down in Shir, but I did not write it down if it was as Psak or Ha'ar, as we're mentioning now. The Omer Vav Bar Shmuel Mishum Rav Chiya. Because we said one halacha, we're going to mention another one that has nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos. When someone has to go to the bathroom, number one, he doesn't finish it completely off unless he's sitting down. And the reason is, oh, let's just cover these rashis over here, we cover them. He ate it immediately. And he didn't wait for it. Why? But you didn't have to wait. Bikuv. You didn't have to wait for bread like this. Kamo Boshesh Rakbo in that's the share of the Vora Koloma Pat Nakiahi, it was very clean bread. The ain't sorry at least, and it doesn't need anything to it. Ain't Margalim Kali, mid a kuf, it doesn't change off the kuf. Elabi Yeshiva, only when you're sitting down. Lafi, Kishak, Lua Kovov Lafisuk, when a person is standing up and he's about finished, who doich lo yiflu nitsutsa to love al baglav. He's worried that no drips should fall on his legs. Umatsik, therefore he finishes early. But when you're sitting down, you don't have this problem. Amar Rav Kahana, uba afa tichuach. If you have afa tichuach, leken nitzutzes, you don't have to worry about dirt that's prepared and crumbled up. You don't have this problem of nitzutzes drippings. Afilu b'yamina, even when you're standing. Crushed dirt that's prepared, loose dirt, so you're not worried it'll drip into there. Not sure exactly the whole Indian of this. Afilu b'yamina, v'ileka afa tichuach, if you don't have prepared dirt. Yama b'makom gavo, you can stand on a higher place. V'yachin l'makom madrinim, you can make going down on a slope, and also you wouldn't have the problem. Other rabbis, only because it's the same mandelman, the same person that said on there, nothing to do with it at all. And I don't know if anyone's. I mean, today we have our way set up that we don't have these problems either at all. Other rabbis are Shmuel, the Shmei, the Rav here, and we're just gonna cover a little bit of ground right now. These are proper eating, proper foods that are healthy, nutrition over here. A lot of this is brought down in Hilchos Deos in the Rambam. He mentions healthy eating, and a lot of this nice chunk of sugya is brought down over here. So I don't know the explanation that you talk to nutritionists on these things. A lot of them we see that we're not knowing on, but the stomach's good answers. Rav Bar Shmuel, Mishmeid Rav Chiya, also we have Mishtana Teva, the groups have changed today, and we follow our nutritionists today on proper eating. But this is proper nutrition in those days. Ache kol achilatcha echol melach. Whenever you finish eating, make sure you have some salt with it. V'ache kol Shetiatcha, all your drinking, shatamayim, make sure you have some wine after it. Ve'eratan nizo, and you'll never have any damage done to you. Tanya nami hach, we have a brisa. Acha kolach, liatcha achol melech, ve'acha kolach, shetiatcha, shatamayim. Ve'eratan nizo, it's also a brisa. Tanya idach, another price which is a little bit similar. Echol, if you could eat kol maichol, Achal, Kol Michael, someone who eats any food, Velo Yachal Melech, and he doesn't have salt with it, Shata Kol Mashki, Velo Shata Mayim, and if you drink all kinds of drinks, but you don't have any water, Biyom Yidog Min HaReach Peh, in the daytime you should be worried about bad breath, or Belayla Yidog Min Pnei Eskar, and at nighttime you should be worried about this terrible disease called Eskar. Today, almost all our drink, what? All your today, all our food basically has salt in it, and all our drinks have water mixed through it, so they've mentioned that this is where Yotzi is. Tanu Rabbana, Hamekatha Chilato B'mayim, you should surround or flood your food with water. Rashi, Hamekatha Chilato B'mayim, Shota Mayim Arbi, you should drink a lot of water, Acha Chilato, after your eating, Acha Chilato Tzafu B'mayim, until your food is floating in the water, Yatzaf HaBarzel, what we see with, I think it's Elisha, that the axe had fell into the water, and it's only the Yatzaf HaBarzel, the Barzel was floating. What is Yatzaf Metargum? Fekafa. It was floating. Barzela. Okay. You should drink a lot. Enobol Edei Cholimai, and you all come to intestinal disease. Fekama, how much? Amarevchiz De Keton, a pitcher, Lepat, per thing of bread. Someone who eats lentils once every 30 days, monea askar mitok beito, he will remove askar of ashia choli bar machmas atzu b'nei mayim. This disease comes from constipation. V'adashim mishalshlim. Adashim helps loosen up. Okay, you remove a scar from your house. Avakol yoma, no, don't eat lentils every day. My time mishum dekash l'riach apeh. Give you bad breath. V'yomer Rav Mari, omer Rabbi Yochanan, haragel bechardol echad l'shloshim yom. You should eat mustard. I think that's how we translate it. Once, I'm not sure in Chazal exactly what cardinal is, but that's how we translate it. Once every 30 days, monea chali mitok peito. You remove disease from your house. Avakol yoma, lo. But not every day. My time mishum dekasha lechusha deliba. It would cause you faint, weak heart, or whatever, that mustard all the time. Omer Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Omer Rav Havagel b'dayim ketanim enu bali dei cholimayim. Anyone who eats small fish will not come to intestinal sicknesses. For lo od ele shadayim ketanim mafvin umarvin. It causes you to be fruitful and multiply. Umarvin kol gufo. It makes you robust. Shaladam. Omer Rav Chama bar Rebbe Chanina Haragel b'ketzech. Ketzech, Rashi says, Rebbe Tehda Mefarshim Nila Velaz Avolani Shemati Min Zuraim Zuraim Ozomer Yishmol. It's not something we have in Europe, it's something that they have in the Arab countries, and it's translated as fennel. So it is Ragel b'ketzech. Eidu Boli Dei Ka'avlev. You won't have heart pains. Meisve, we see Rebbe Jemigalil Omer Ketzech Echad B'shishim 1 in 60 is Salim Abed. It's poison. Havi V'yashal L'mizrach Karno. And if you sleep in the eastern part of your where you gather your fennel, why the eastern part? Shal Ketzav Shuruch Ma'arvi. The western wind is a ruach lacha. It's a wet, moist wind. Umetunta heats. It's moist. Umechnesen Reach B'toch Haguf. And it'll blow the reach into your goof, and that's poison. Damu B'rosho. It's considered like it is, blood is on his head. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Have a reicho, when is it bad? When the reach of it is entering into you. That's poison for you. Have a time when you have the taste of fennel. It's good once every, it's good for you. Amen to Rabbi Yirmiyah, and the mother of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the way she would get the taste of fennel is afilei bifte, she'd bake her bread, umedakalei, she'd put the fennel on top of it, and before they eat it, umekalfale, she'd peel it off. Hi, reicho, hi, taimo, reich kasha v'tam tov, mitzvakale b'rifta ad shekale. The time would get into it, umekalfale b'shvil ha'reich.